All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakepmuk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show today. We have a full house here. we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We have Anna Marcus, our world famous dancer.
Yeah.
And we have Lady Faima.
Hello.
So, we have a super awesome, amazing show coming up. Our subject is going to be on music. We have some great music coming from Glow Sun. They're from France. We have some special music that was done by Lady Faima. And we have some music from The Art of Noise with Max Headroom. This is from the 80s. And also we have Mothership. And also, if we have time, Ernesto Schnack. So we are going to start out our program with Energizer music from Glow Sun, and this one is an interesting one. It's called Death Space. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
we're back. That was Glow Sun, Death's Face. Man, what a powerful song. Yes, so we just had a walk-in. We had Jacob. Thanks for making it in also.
Hey, happy to be here. I'm glad my cardio is still okay. I can run from the bus stop.
Yeah. Interval training.
And I slid down the rail on my butt. So
it's
my classic move. I recommend anyone who can slide down rails, try the Granville Street Station escalator at least once. But be careful not to be wearing sweatpants. You will
and
melt.
Just sign all this paperwork.
Be careful what pants you're wearing, because if you go fast and there's a lot of friction, it will melt and you'll burn your butt.
Oh,
tell me
ouch.
How I know. Ask how I know.
So we're going to welcome everybody from all over the world, from yes. Germany, from England, from Greece, from France, from Spain, from Africa, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from South America, from North America, from Australia. So thank you for joining us on our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just joining us in making this world a better place and a marvelous place.
Yes.
And we also have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
I'm doing great. Thanks for so much having me on. I hope everybody's having a great day. Thanks for tuning in to Eagle Nation, and I'm ready to get these deep breaths going.
All right. Yes. Super awesome, brother. Would you please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths?
Absolutely. This is my favorite part, and definitely it's going to help if we focus on relaxing. So why don't we relax our shoulders, relax our jaw, relax our bellies, feel the earth holding us up. And on the count of three, let's breathe in through the nose. Fill those lungs up with positivity, and when we exhale, oh, let all that stress of everything go. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Two more. One more, get that positivity in you.
Ooh, wow.
The breathing choir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. That was awesome. So we have a subject today, and it's on music, and would love to hear your words on that.
Music. Ah, thanks, Chief. Thanks for picking a topic that I'd say I know almost nothing about. But I'll first tell you a story that I was forced to play a musical instrument in grade 8 when I attended St. Michael's University School, and I got given the trumpet, and ooh, because I was practicing so much, I had no time to practice, and then when it came time for concerts, all the trumpet guys were like, just don't play anything, we'll take over for you. In terms of music, you know, I gotta say, I know about rhythm a little bit, I know about harmony, I know about grace, you know, I guess, yeah, kind of like an important aspect of music to me is kind of listening first. You know, like if I want to contribute to music, I'm going to first listen to maybe some bass tones that are already going on. And so, like, in my life, it's going to be like nature. And my actions are going to try to fit in with nature and try to complement nature as opposed to go against nature. And in a musical way, I hope that makes the song of nature more beautiful. I know a lot of people love music. It gets them moving. It gets them dancing. It inspires them. But a big process of my life has been really listening to the music inside of me and really ignoring a lot of the music and noise outside of me. So I will often choose to not put music on so that I can focus on my breathing and listen to anything God might be trying to say to me. But I certainly do appreciate good music. I love good music. And I'm sure you got such a full house there. Let's hear what the other guests have to say about music.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much. That was very, very eye-opening or ear-opening, I should say, to learn about somebody else's perspective on music. So yeah, let's hear from Jacob.
Hey y'all. Thanks. Let me go first. So yeah, I heard a really fun phrase about music. You know how we put art on the wall to decorate our space. You could also say that we play music to decorate our time, since like, how else could it go? How could music happen in a zero time frame? Anyways, I'm sure there's some philosophical semantics to be had there, but that's a fun little thought experiment to be had there. And I'll give you one little story, or not so much story, experience. Like, some people would argue that like harsh noise shows or like super just like doo, which is kind of weirdo ambient music, isn't quote unquote music. I'm finger quoting for people not in the studio. But sometimes you just kind of let the incredible sound of like the harsh like feedback sounds of like a incredibly diabolical sounding noise musician set just kind of wash over you. And just the way I like to think about it is that like it smothers all like the little things in your mind if you just kind of like sit there and let it wash over you too. And then the only things that kind of stand the test of sound, for lack of a better phrase, so the ones that the ideas that kind of matter and still peek through all that noise. So some little meditation concept there for you, I guess. Mm-hmm. Also, one guy was using a vacuum cleaner as an instrument, and I took a nap during their set, and they waved it around my head, so I woke up to that.
Yeah. The world is so full of music, and you don't even need to be watching and listening it come from instruments. It can be just the sound of the birds. Mm-hmm. And the animals and just life that surrounds us. Mm-hmm. And it's like going into the universe. When you go into the universe, that's all there is out there is music.
Have you ever heard
sounds?
Yeah.
Have you heard that piece by John Cage, 4 minutes 33 seconds?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's an intentional silence. It's there's sheet music for it. It's just 4 minutes and 33 seconds of rest. And the concept behind it is to pick up the world around you. So the people breathing, maybe someone coughing, sneezing, you know, maybe a little of some critter running around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something to be said about just all sounds that come from anything. It just brings peace. It brings, I don't know, a stillness in us and a calmness in us. And it's just so peaceful and beautiful. So, yeah, we're going to have to carry on with the rest of our show. We thank Jacob for making it and running here and getting on our program. And a big shout out to him because he did the MC for the Roper Romp and he did an awesome and amazing job.
Wonderful. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. So
just please turn off the AC in there next time.
It's freezing.
I think I caught a cold.
Way to go, Jacob.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wegedesk.
Yeah. So thank you, Wegedesk, for joining us as usual. You always bring some awesome stuff. So just have a great week and weekend.
Lots of love to y'all. Bye, Eagle Nation. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, that was our brother Wegedesk. And we're going to carry on with our program. And we're going to be playing some music that was brought to us from Lady Faima, and she did some chanting a while ago. Mm. And this is in dedication to Counselor Fari. Mm. And she was a big inspiration to all of us. So we're going to listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Tabono. ای صاحبان هوش و
Jacob. Oh man. Wow.
Powerful, eh?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lady Faima. That was awesome.
Thank you very much. And that one was hidden words, the chanting and the melody was, and the voice from me and accompanied by the wonderful soul Solar, that as a background repeated the same prayers. And because this one, Counselor Ferry had so much interest in that chanting, and her anniversary was yesterday, mm-hmm. I thought it would be appropriate to promote her soul by the voice and the positivity and the mission have mm-hmm. on our own way. Thank you very yeah. much.
Yes, it wow. was so beautiful, wonderful. Mm. And yeah, so we'd love to hear from the words of Anna Marcus, our Irish dancer. And we'd love to hear your take on music. You were just talking about something very interested. I was listening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I asked you if you'd ever done a sound bath, which I think in my personal experience with them, it's like, I think it's the closest thing that I will ever get to feeling magic. I think they're so cool. Have you done one?
I haven't, but I have actually a gift certificate for it, and I'm
oh my gosh, please go.
Even like the lights as well, and then the whole sensory aspect, but mm-hmm. definitely it's a sound bath.
So. Yeah, like I was pretty hesitant for my first one because I felt a little bit woohooy.
Like
it'd
be too woo-woo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what else are they going to make me do? Are they going to make me?
and you know, it can be overwhelming because you're in a room with a bunch of strangers and then there are these giant gongs and you walk in and they're like, all right, lie down.
And you're going, I don't know if I trust you yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, where am I going to go? And, you know, I don't want to put too much pressure on the experience and everything. But everybody that I have been with has had a completely different experience wow. than I have. In their own way, and it's so cool to kind of hear, like when I go with my mom, she sees colors, and if I go with a friend, they would go into space, mm-hmm. or like it's
interesting.
Yeah, the vibrations and the gongs, and it's really cool. And you know, if you have an injury, sometimes you can feel it in your injury, like the movement and the waves. I don't know if I'm describing it very well, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think we need to book a sound bath together.
Is yes, that what we're saying? So. Team sound bath.
Team sound bath. Yeah. And then talk about all our experiences.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome thing to do. It sounds like a cosmic trip.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some like ceremonies out there that are similar. That you know, you just go to the universe. And I was privileged and honored to go on one of those with my brother Wegedesk.
Mm.
And yeah, it was very special, deep. And what I heard from that was, you know, we're echoes and whispers of the universe for all eternity, reverberating forever. And I just heard that, and it was surreal because I wasn't even asking any questions. It just
came in,
the energy that was coming. Yeah, so it's like you talk about magic, and you know that's magic when you're able to experience those outer realms of our dreams and our imaginations and visions. And these are things that Counselor Fahri was always bringing out and talking about. And yeah, it's something special that, you know, we can all, and we all will eventually go back into the universe as echoes, as whispers in music, as it just echoes through the galaxies and cosmos. And it's something special and great, and I'm just honored that I'm able to, you know, share with other people and give that kind of knowledge that brings warmth and peace and tranquility. And we should all experience that. We should all have that. And that's a special thing that I can give to people out there, especially those that have, you know, just lost a loved one or family member or somebody close, or even, you know, our pets, because we become very attached to them. And it seems like we lose them, but they're not. We're all going to be out there forever, and we all will be. And we'll eventually join them, and we'll reattach and become part of them, and they'll become part of us. Just hippie stuff, I guess, but it's fun to talk about.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah.